Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. I'm super excited to be able to see you all live and to welcome Katie Moriarty. Yay! It's working! Welcome, beautiful. How are you doing today? Thank you for joining.
I am so good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's great. Yes, we're having such a wonderful summit. It's going to get even better as you are here with us now. So everyone, I want to introduce you to Katie Moriarty. And I just want to share a little bit about you. And then I would love to know more about all the things that are happening for you in your life right now. Yes. So Katie and I, we met a few years back in a beautiful business school. And then since then, I have been following you with so much interest because I absolutely love your style. You always come across as someone who's deeply grounded and also extremely connected to the power of action through the divine feminine, which is always like a really unique blend, because I love what you share in your bio when you describe that you are more connected to the masculine, you know, reality of life and more in tune with those frequencies yourself. And I could really relate to that. And I think like a lot of people that listen to this now and on the replay can also relate to living in a society where all the masculine is always more enhanced, more promoted, and we have to do all of these things to become a successful entrepreneur, successful leader. But you have been able to completely switch the equation to find yourself in a place of really soul alignment and finding your passion. And you do so many things. It's I've especially loved watching your priestess retreat in Avalon recently. And all the photos, and I was like, I could feel that I was there, and the quality of the photos, but the way you share, it's like it's super professional, but also it allows us to feel you more and to get to know you, because you're not afraid to share about your own journey and show everything that is happening to you. So like for me, you're really showing like leadership into so many ways. Like you're a leader who does the inner work, who keeps working on herself to better herself and be at the service of others, but also to show up more and to refine your art of sharing. So I would love to hear from you, Katie, anything that you want to share with us, but where you are at, and yes, anything that you want to share for to introduce yourself more.
Thank you so much. And that was such a beautiful reflection to receive, by the way. So thank you for sharing that with me. I feel like we often get caught up in our own world and we don't understand the impact that we're having or how other people perceive us. And it's super beautiful to hear someone else's reflection of what you see in my work and the journey that I've been on. So thank you. I guess in terms of introducing myself, yes, I have been on such a journey since we met a few years ago, deeply devoted to my own inner work. And the path that really called me forward and called to me on this journey of entrepreneurship, on soul expansion and soul's evolution, was this deep devotional path of the divine feminine. And so I feel like I've been really committed to walking that path within myself and my own life, in life and in business, you know, ever since I've had this full kind of awakening that it felt like my truest purpose. And so it's just seen me creating lots of different things. Like you said, the retreat in Avalon or Glastonbury that I ran, and I've just booked the next one. So I'm going to do that again. But like creating this priestess retreat, working with the energy of the priestess, bringing women together in circle and in celebration and in healing and collaboration online and offline, has been such a huge part of my journey. And I've created, you know, multiple different offerings for people in business and also in the divine feminine embodiment space. Some of them blend together, some of them have been separate, but I guess it's just been for me really taking my own journey, everything I've learned, everything that I've been through, and honestly, like putting that into vehicles through which people can go on their own soul's evolution and follow that trajectory in their own way. It's just really been me sharing my journey through my business as well.
I love that. This is so inspiring because like the people that are attracted to us are people like they can see themselves in us in a way because there is this reflection, this mirroring that we are doing. So it's a beautiful thing to be able to share in such an open way, because to me it really reflects also some of the qualities of leaders of the new paradigm is the ability to have to really be an open book. It's not that we need to share everything that's happening precisely, but it's like having nothing to hide and knowing that there are certain parts of ourselves that are going to actually resonate very strongly with others, and that it is okay to share if we feel safe enough and if we feel that it's in alignment. Because therefore, it's not like the old patriarchy where this complete separation between professional life and like work life and personal life, and we actually don't know what's happening behind the doors. Yeah, like you're walking the talk, you're doing the work, you're doing all the things. And what I also really love witnessing about you is that how grounded you are in terms of business. Like you are super switched on with business codes and teaching others how to basically scale up as well. And mm-hmm. I find that really like a interesting blend of different qualities and talents. Yes.
Thank you. I think you touched on a good point there, which is that piece around finding the safety to share. And I think this is one of the things that I really like, the embodiment work that I do. It's about finding our place in this world as a woman of depth, as a woman that knows and leads herself and is open and receptive to life, which means that, like you touched on the boundaries in terms of what we share. So it's like your ability to be open to life, which means open in allowing what you share and radiate out into the world, also reflects back what you receive into your world. So for us to be in our wealth, in our magnetism, in our leadership, you know, in our success, in love, in relationship, sisterhood, partnership, brotherhood, whatever it is that we're desiring, we have to be able to open ourselves to life and to others. And within that, and find our safety within ourselves, within our somatic container, within who we are and like our space that we take up in the world, to be able to both share ourselves, but also to be shared with, to receive back, you know. And that is an energy that comes from within us that we cultivate within first. And it also doesn't mean that, like you said, we have to share all of ourselves with the world. It's okay to have boundaries and to have spaces and safe places within which you draw the line. So for me, it's like, I'm always telling people that if you're in my private mentorship with me, there's a lot that you see and hear about my life, like and on all levels and all spectrums, that people that on social media probably don't know, because that's a container that I created and I got to choose it to be that way. And I choose how I show up on social media. I choose what I share in my private programs. I choose what I share in my, you know, Facebook group. And it's all varying depending on the space that I created, the intention behind it, the container. But I definitely think that part of that new paradigm of leadership is opening your heart and your body to be receptive to life and everything, saying yes to what's there, and sharing yourself and sharing what's true, which is that life is dualistic and so is business and so is leadership. And it's made up of shadow and it's made up of light. It's made up of all of these things. So we don't need to pretend that it's perfection. We can actually lead from a place of integrity and authenticity, that it's this multifaceted journey and we're multifaceted beings. And I believe the more that we lean into that multifaceted nature and share parts and pieces of that more holistically, the more we actually magnetize the people that are here to walk the path with us, and it becomes easeful and it becomes beautiful.
I absolutely love that. That's so powerful because I really can relate to our multidimensionality. I talk a lot about that myself, and it's this realization that there are all of these aspects of who we are, that they are just there, and then we cannot, you know, delete them like we would delete a tab on an iPad or something like that. They are there. Some they require more attention than others, but once we heal and alchemize certain aspects of ourselves that need our attention, it's like, yeah, I've done this, you know, like I'm this person now and I'm ready to go. And the next thing you know, it's like, bam, there's another aspect of a multidimensionality. I was like, oh, I didn't know that one coming, or like another aspect of the same dynamic comes up. So this ability to accept this multidimensionality, the light and the shadows always present, can allow us also to relax into knowing that it's okay, it's always perfect. Because I'm sure that a lot of your you know, students and clients mention that they have like big oscillations, like why am I feeling like super connected or super high and then very low. And then I always try to share, and I would love to know, you know, what's your wisdom on that. But it's that it's part of the waves of lives. And to me, there is not such thing as a low. It's more like a moment to pause and to find stillness and to receive whatever needs to be received and to heal, and then to just experience the pleasures of life. And thank you Netflix, thank you good food, thank you a nice, you know, overseas trip or whatever. But it's with this aspect of the multidimensional self that happens. And the more you tap into the divine feminine, the more you would open these facets, as it's all about also intuition and channeling and connecting to the divine goddesses that we are.
Yeah, totally. And it's like life is seasonal and cyclical, and that's the feminine way to me. So it brings us back to that feminine principle that, you know, I'm always talking about, because like we're not necessarily wired for, like, biologically and otherwise, for this linear existence where everything always stays the same and the expectation is always like this and the mood's like this and the reality is like this. It's like life and the world, nature, the feminine principle, is it's cyclical and it's seasonal, which means there's ebbs and flows and there's a season for every part of our life. And I think that's one of the things we get caught up in, because we have been conditioned by an over masculinized, anyway, you know what I mean, approach to life. This is for men too, like where it's like it looks like this and it moves like this, and we move in alignment with just this, and it's ignoring this whole other facet of who we are as human beings, male or female, because we all have a feminine energy and principle within us, and not allowing ourselves to fully experience all of life. And I feel like a lot of people struggle with the darker aspects of themselves in life, like the shadow aspects of themselves, and the shadow, and that's and death and grief and all of these things that are part of this human physical existence. And so it's like the sooner that we can move into a deep acceptance of all parts of us, the shadow and the light and the cyclical seasonal nature of life, the more we can be fully present in our experience here without judgment, and actually be with what's there. So when I talk about saying yes to life, it's saying yes to what's there. It doesn't mean you don't have boundaries. It's just that we let go of the resistance to what is, and we are able to flow with life, which is that feminine principle. And I, like everyone, struggle with this. There's parts of life that challenge me, you know, like there are things that happen in life that I'm like, well, how am I meant to reconcile this? This is really difficult. And that's part of the beauty of the journey. So it's like the ability to meet yourself in the depths of what is there, rather than avoid, run away, numb, shut down, is so important, because there's beauty in all those things. There's beauty in grief, there's beauty in death, there's beauty in all of those different aspects. And to me, that's truly the expression of the divine feminine, is that dance between death, rebirth, light, shadow, the dark and the light. Like when we can find ourselves in that place, to me, I feel like we become so powerful, because we're no longer collapsing and resisting, shutting down, or running away. We're actually open. And when you're open to everything, when you're open to one element of life like that, you're open to everything. You're open to money, you're open to love, you're open to friendship. When you're closed because you don't feel safe within yourself, because you're fearful based on past experience, which is what gets stored in our body, that's the somatic work that we need to do, we're closed to everything on some level. We're closed to the wealth, we're closed to the clients, we're closed to the love and the relationship, because we're fearful of getting hurt. So I feel like the ability to go to the depths, to face those things that feel uncomfortable, turn around and face them and be with all of it, actually just strengthens us as a person and opens our somatic container, energetic container, emotional container, mental container, to receive more of all of the things that we truly desire. And that's the dance.
I love this. You put it so perfectly. This is absolutely amazing. And I love how you talk about the ability to like remove the resistances and to be in the feminine and to go into the shadow and to do the work. And it really shows up as well that being in connection with our feminine doesn't mean to be always flowy, always just waiting, always in receptivity, because the woman can also be in her fierce modes of the the destroyer, the mother, the one who's gonna do all the work, like really action mode as well. And it's like a lioness that's really angry and that's really going for the kill of the shadow, as we could say. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, nothing can resist that energy. So it's embracing the different multidimensional aspects of the feminine. Also, what you have shared, and I absolutely love that. And you're a testimony to that, because I can witness, you know, from a distance that you're embracing these different aspects. When a challenge comes, it's like both observing and being present with the self, and then saying, okay, so now this action is needed. So let's be courageous, let's go for it, and let's stop procrastinating. Because if we keep on procrastinating for ages, we just don't bring change, and we stay in the same problematics, the same wounds, the same trauma, and the same dynamics that we actually want to move, you know, move away from.
Yeah, and procrastination is so often a freeze response, the immobilization response from our past traumas. And so our ability to move ourselves out of that space by doing the deeper healing work, to me, is very important. And I think that's something that unfortunately isn't addressed in a lot of spaces. So people might have the energetic upgrade, or they might have an up level, but unless the body feels safe to move out of that immobilization into action, it won't, you know. And that comes back to that somatic embodiment work I was talking about. But when it comes to that archetype of the feminine, like, there's so many different feminine archetypes. And, you know, you talk about the warrior, like the warrior that's within us, that Kali kind of destruction, the goddess of destruction. And there's so much power in that. And then the huntress, like, and the way that I feel like that plays out for us in the modern day is that we hunt down our, you know, we hunt in our businesses, we go after things, we hunt down our soul's evolution. And so it's like, not only is that masculine principle for us really important to have an integrated masculine energy to support those facets of ourselves as well, it's exploring those different archetypes and that multifaceted nature, and knowing that all of it is energy.
Yes.
And if you can have a powerful, fierce energy within you, even though people might have told you you're too intense or you're too much, or, you know, you've had strong emotional reactions in the past, what you're seeing is the depth of your power as a woman to channel this cosmic divine energy. And the key for us is just learning how we cultivate it. Where do I want to put that? Where do I want to use that in order to create the reality I truly desire? And that energy is important. Like you said, it's the protective mother as well. It makes us powerful in business and in motherhood and in all of these different aspects of life. So again, it's just welcoming and being willing to be what is there. There's light and shadow in everything. And it's like, cool, well, there's higher aspects of, you know, even my emotional, strong emotional reactions, they've shown me how powerful I am. And, you know, how do I want to cultivate that energy? What do I want to put it into so that I have the most beautiful experience in my life?
That is so inspirational, Katie. And it really, I have a question for you. Zach, I know that a lot of our audience, they would be, you know, the audience is quite broad here, but when I tune in and I really focus on a few friends I have around me, or some students that I have had in the past, and they all come up with this similar dynamic. So some could be in long-term partnership with kids, and most of them, they are interested in really developing their business and stepping up in their power. And they find themselves into this kind of frustration and resistance, because they feel, they think, they believe that they have no time, no money, they are not supported by their partner. Mm-hmm. And I know that it is a really, there's a broad category of the population and of the people that follow me that I feel that, because that was my old self as well. And as you know, you always attract people that have some kind of similar stories or references to us. And so what would you share with these people? And it can be, of course, you know, men as well in this situation of knowing that there is something that they want to step into. They want to step into leadership, into following their soul guidance, their purpose, whatever that might look like, even if they're not sure what their purpose is. And they find themselves in this position of freezing, but also fighting, because I know that sometimes anger can come. And here in the country where I live, in New Zealand, there is very interesting dynamic around anger, which is completely suppressed. You're not supposed to be frustrated, you're not supposed to be angry, you're not supposed to show anything. I come from Europe. It's completely different culture, especially like Latin culture. It's just like, I'm angry and I erupt like that. It's perfectly normal. You see that all the time. So I would love to know if you have any wisdom to share with our audience about how to move through these emotions and these dynamics of blocks and freeze, procrastination or fight that we might encounter.
Yeah, I think that you've brought up a good point, because I always believe like my method of healing and the work that I do with people always moves across a couple of different areas. It's the ancestral lineage, it's the inner child, and I believe in past parallel lifetimes, right? So I believe that when we work with our inner child and this innocent version of us, and then we work with the ancestral line, there's obviously the things we've been conditioned into in our life experience, like the traumas that we've had as a person. But then we bring in these past parallel lives versions. Like, there's good reasons why people do get trapped in a freeze response or do get trapped in a fight response. And, you know, people, like, I think the world is becoming more aware of nervous system regulation and embodiment and somatic work, because there's been such a focus for such a long time on the mindset and the mindset work. And then there's, you know, we've all done a lot of energy healing, and there's, you know, emotional work that needs to be done, but there's also the soma and the body. And it's like really understanding that there are programs and patterns that play out here, and we are a combination of our genetic matter and material, as well as our lived experience here. And there can be so many small things that have happened in our life, or stories that we tell ourselves, and the body records everything. So it doesn't matter what we consciously remember or know, the body's storing memories. And so the ability to actually go and do the somatic healing work and actually tap in, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to come at all your traumas at this head on, you know, in this head on way of like, I need to go and relive every dark thing that's ever happened to me. It doesn't work like that. But what it is about is finding somatic practices and nervous system regulation that is going to allow you to start to feel safe in your body. Because what's important is that we're able to live in the present moment, and that we're not trapped in anxiety of what is going to happen in the future based on the past stories that we've created for ourselves. So whatever it is, if it's things in your partnership that are stopping you from moving forward in your business, or whether it's your own fears and your own, you know, whatever it is, it's being able to actually find the space within your body where you can hold yourself as you move through those things that you want to create and achieve. And what I tend to find, especially for women, I mean, I work with women, so I imagine it's the same for men, but I work with women, you know, what's so important is we have to learn to find that safety within and regulate ourselves, not just because of the challenges that arise, but because every level of success in life and business is going to require and call forward more of you. And you have to become the version of you that can hold more of all of those things without sabotaging, without collapse. Because when there's stories and there's unsafety and there's patterns imprinted in the body that tell you, last time I was wealthy, or last time I had a big financial month, or last time I was in love and I opened my heart, I was hurt, I had a high price to pay, my whole life fell apart on the other side, that's wired into the nervous system and the body. And so when those opportunities present themselves again, like the love or the sisterhood or the money, the wealth, the clients, the body has an inherent memory that last time this happened, this thing played out. And so we actually have to take responsibility for our healing. And I truly believe that like self-responsibility and leadership is something I'm really big on. So when it comes to doing that deeper healing work, we all have our own journey, and we have to follow our intuition to explore what feels right for us and actually do the deeper work, because everyone responds differently to this work. There's no one way or one right way, but there is a way for you. And so no one's coming to save us. We've got to really deeply look at like, what's going on here for me? What do I feel intuitively is my next step? Who do I need to work with in order to alchemize and release what's there on whatever level, if it's energetic, mental, emotional, or physical? And then we've got to call ourselves forward to actually take action and invest in that process in order to create more freedom, more spaciousness in our body and our field so that we can receive more. So I think that you know, the somatic work for me has been life-changing. It's all been life-changing, but I think creating safety so you can be with the present moment without projecting the future and the past is super, super important.
Yes, I absolutely love that, because it really brings that zero point of recalibration where It does not matter any longer if we've been hurt so many ways. It does not matter any longer if you're going to lose it all or do it all. It's just like right here, right now, I'm safe. I'm with my breath. I'm in my body. And how can I be the safest person that I could possibly be for myself? Because at the end of the day, it's just us, right? It's just if we don't have our own back, who will? Yes, we would all love to have like loving parents, an amazing community of friends and a partner that continuously nourishes and serves us and uplifts us in so many ways. But at the end of the day, we know very well that these things might not be there, or these people might go for one reason or another. So if we don't have our own back, then who will? And then when we have it, when we can be that safe haven for ourselves, that it really uplifts all our relationship. I can imagine that in the relationship that you have with your partner and your, you know, your friends and family, it's like because you have your own back so much, you know how to handle yourself, then they don't need to do that. And if you're going through a process, they can understand that, but they know your strength and they can just assist if asked. And of course, it's like that, the level of connection that we have with other human beings is really upgraded when we can live like that, as you express from this current moment and this ability to go both in the light and in the shadows.
Yeah, and that's so true, because like that's for me the transition from like the wounded little girl to the queen or the priestess, whatever archetype you really vibe with. It's when you're actually whole and complete within yourself, you then can be open and receptive to those relationships in a whole new way, because you're not collapsing and you're not codependent and you don't need other people outside of you. You're not projecting your wounds onto the world, asking your partner or your friends or your clients to heal them by giving something to you that you aren't willing to give to yourself. So like it starts within us first, and then, you know, that relationship we have with ourselves will absolutely, life will reflect that back to us in every interaction that we have, in every dollar in our bank account, person in our life, argument, conflict, beautiful, breathtaking moment, whatever it is we're experiencing in that full multidimensionality. Life is reflecting back to us what's going on in our internal world. And so, you know, the easiest, fastest way to actually up level the rest of your life is to go within and cultivate a strong foundation of relationship with you, where you feel safe with you, and then life will reflect that back to you. And, you know, I can definitely say that, like, I've come from a background of trauma in my childhood, which resulted in not great relationships with women and a deep mistrust of women, which is why it's such a cosmic joke that I lead this divine feminine movement, because I'm like, I literally was petrified of women my whole life and had the worst experiences that just kept re-traumatizing me until I did the deeper work. I didn't have a great experience with the masculine for a really long time. And I can see in the relationship I'm in now, like this beautiful man that loves me and supports me and chooses me fully, that's not my past experience, but it is indicative of what I cultivated in myself first, my business growth, all of those things. Like a lot of things in my life have up-leveled. And I think this is where it comes into this concept of having it all, because what a lot of people can do is project their area of success into one area of life, like money, but their relationships are terrible, or their relationships are amazing, but they can't make money. And it's like the concept to me, like my desire and the people that I work with, we all have this thing where we want to have it all. And it's like to have it all means to hold it all, which means like to be able to actually hold having a beautiful relationship, sisterhood, health, money, amazing clients, and not have one area blow out, you know, like you're managing, like you're trying to, it's actually, you have to become the version of you that feels safe and open to receive all of that. And you can still move through the challenges and the duality, but you can actually hold all of those facets of life. And that to me is the inner work. I can see that in my own life. I see it in my clients. And that's what's possible for all of us if we're willing to meet ourselves first.
That is so potent. I really love that, because I can see that a lot of people, they want to up level in their business and their abundance, but don't look behind the closed doors at home. And our ability to hold more of ourselves will give us permission to hold more light, but also for also more money, more clients, and a bigger impact and a greater leadership. Because I don't know if you felt like that when you were younger, before stepping into the role of a leader, but if we feel that it's something that we want, sometimes when we don't do the inner work, it comes from really like ego-based, ideas of what it means like to lead. And then as we step into the, the journey of actually deconstructing a lot of our, projections and all the ways of thinking, then realize, oh my God, like, who am I to lead? I'm a fraud. Like, I'm so unworthy. And then we go on the other way. And so like people can find themselves again in these oscillations, but it's like, let's continue to do the work, because it's great to have both polarities, because we are not better, but we're not worse than anyone. We're just unique. And if we can see with great humility all the gifts that we have, and if we can share that with just joy and excitement, then it will meet the heart of other people that resonate with that. And then it will amplify, but it's just working from alignment, working from excitement, working from knowing who we are. And if there is something that doesn't work, that is unpleasant, then we really kind of like open the Pandora box, and then we go there with using so many tools. And I love that you're so much into embodiment, because I think that it is the missing key. And I wanted to have amazing leaders coming to this summit, and I can really see, and I knew all of you in advance, that everybody's about that. This is why I wanted to have like a really grounding summit. It's like, it's happening in the body, ascension, the new paradigm, the new earth, it's happening in the body. Let's, take the body, as an ally, as a best friend. And like through all the somatic work that we do, we can feel the difference of something feels yuck in a business or in a relationship, or something feels like really expensive. Do you have any personal tips on how you use your physical response, your somatic response, to maybe decision-making process? Or if you get inspired, all of a sudden you receive this intuitive downloads of doing a retreat in Avalon and so on, how would you know where to take actions and where to go for it, and when to kind of like, maybe not now, when to wait, or when to stop it? That's not a line. It's just, yeah, it could be cool, but not for me.
Yeah, I love that question. I think that, I don't know if this will answer it directly, but I think something that I found really interesting on this journey, just as like a small tip, is that our posture informs our nervous system of what we're experiencing, right? So it's the fastest way to start to actually regulate yourself and build a somatic container, I believe, that can hold more of the things you desire, is to notice what's happening in your posture in any given moment. So whether it's like receiving money, whether it's a download or an inspiration, whether it's feedback from someone, is to notice, like, do I feel safe in my body, or am I noticing that I am contracted or tightening? Like, am I actually locking up? Am I feeling like my jaw's tightening? Is my temperature changing? Do I actually feel like I'm bracing for some kind of impact? I'm in some kind of fight response. Wow. Okay. Something about that I'm not feeling safe to receive. Am I collapsing? So have I noticed that my shoulders have dropped and my posture's dropped, and that like I'm feeling my temperature drop? It's important to start to notice what's going on there, because that's informing you of like what your body actually believes to be true about whatever's going on in that moment. And to write your posture actually just informs your nervous system that you're safe and okay. So it's just like, that to me is one of the key things that I really start to create awareness around: when I'm working, when I'm receiving feedback, when I'm, maybe making a choice, is like, do I actually feel safe? Can I, to find my presence and my power in the moment in conversation, even if I'm having a difficult conversation with someone, I will actually write my posture, and I'll find, my somatic container. I will take up space in the physical environment first, because I feel like that holds all this powerful energy that wants to flow through me. So, to me, that is one of the quickest ways to actually just up-level ourselves, moment by moment throughout the day. But when it comes to making a decision, like, the posture will inform me of how I actually feel about it. But what I always tune into beyond that then, because that can come from our past programming and experiences, it's just like, do I feel like this is an embodied yes? Like, do I feel like this feels yes, beyond the fear, beyond the limitation? When I tune into that reality, how do I feel in my body? Do I feel expanded and like, oh, that feels good? I might be stretched, but it feels good initially. Or do I feel like, ugh, nah, that feels like a no to me? And I just notice, like, I always can feel in my body, And it might defy the logical mind. I might think I want an opportunity, but it comes along and I'm like, actually, that just feels like a no. And when I tune into that reality, that feels like exciting and delicious, and I feel myself open to it. So for me, that's how I intuitively decide is something a yes or a no for me. And I honestly believe, as leaders of the new paradigm, what's so important is to say no to more things than you say yes to in life, because honestly, it's about taking things out of the space so we can be in mastery and excellence around what we're actually focused on, rather than saying yes to all things and overgiving and overextending ourselves. I like to be like, what can I take out of my space so I can have the most beautiful, luscious, delicious experience of life where I'm present with what's there? I'm not being pulled in a million different directions. And again, to me, that's the feminine way. That's creating spaciousness and abundance and overflow.
This is so potent, Kitty, because you really touch on a subject that so many of us feel is that we feel like to be able to solve is to just to say yes to everyone and to basically become a carpet, especially like, oh, I can just mother, if we are actually a mother of humans or a mother of pets, or even like we have that, it's like, oh, I just want to help, and it makes me feel better. But if we were just to take a moment and pause and say, do I actually have the capacity, the willingness, and the desire? Does it excite me to do that? It can be a brutal answer of no, I actually really don't want to. And if we give ourselves permission, we remove the clutter, and then the spaciousness is so present. And when we actually feel like, yes, I want to give, the power is so much more potent, and people actually receive a lot more. I find that if we just give, people take it for granted.
Totally. And we're depleted.
Yes.
Yeah. What we give is so much less potent. And so, yeah, I definitely feel like that's important.
Yes. And then we're not in a queen. We are in like a servant. A servant to everyone. It's like, no, I was not born to do that. Is there anything more that you would like to share with us when it comes into stepping in the role of a feminine leader and following your inspiration to do that? How can we know when it is the next step is ready? Because often we observe that we are shifting. We know that the next step is coming. We can see this new reality coming, like we are magnetizing it. We can just feel it. And then at times we might go a little bit too soon, too fast, because we are really impatient. I just talk about myself here, but I know that some people can relate. And then at other times we just keep procrastinating or waiting. And it's not so much that then it's a freeze response. It's more like I can feel the moment coming, but maybe not all the places. Maybe I need to study more. Maybe I need more money. Maybe I need all of these things. Is there any advice or wisdom that you can share on knowing when to really actually start taking aligned actions? And for me, aligned actions are also, you know, choosing to have a mentor. So like choosing you as a mentor. If people feel interested in having you or having anyone as a mentor, when do they know that it is actually a soul yes? So the human needs to move through the resistances now, because now is the moment.
This is so important. I think the bigger answer to this is that somatic and healing and the deeper work we spoke about, because it connects us back to our instincts. And when we're actually not connected to our body, we become disconnected from our instincts. So we're unable to make these choices for ourselves from a true place. But I think in summary, what I would say is that your ability to trust your intuition around this is so important, because there's no right or wrong. There's just many different timelines that play out. But what I see is that our ability to trust in the timing of life is so important. So I feel like this is something I've been able to learn really well in my business, which is why it's gone so well. There are times where I intuitively feel to pause and wait and be in a season of quiet, stillness, recalibration, because I'm integrating, because something's downloading, because I need spaciousness, because I need rest. And you'll know if that's what you're called into. And it's important. The reason why a lot of people don't drop into that is because they're in scarcity. And they think, if I'm not on the go all the time, or they're in that survival mode, fight, flight, got to keep moving. Your ability to lean into those womb spaces, those dark spaces where it's fertile and you're being reborn, are so important, because that's what makes this evolutionary journey so much more beautiful and more easeful. And then when the time to act is there, you'll know, because you've given yourself that spaciousness. You've stepped out of that, you know, linear need to move, need to achieve all of the time. I honestly believe when it comes to working with a mentor, I always say to the people that I go to work with, I want it to be an embodied, a fully embodied yes, which doesn't mean that they might not have fears or questions or they feel stretched and expanded, but they know that it feels like an embodied yes for them. And so it's about using, again, your own intuition, not what someone else is suggesting that you do, but really tuning into yourself and taking courageous moves when you feel called, because it's always going to feel like a stretch. It never feels like pure, complete ease to go to that next level. It's always going to stretch you. So it's like, am I in the stretch zone or am I in the panic zone? If you're in the panic zone where you feel completely overwhelmed in survival mode, you might want to take a minute to recalibrate yourself before you say yes to something like that. If it feels stretchy, but it feels like that yes in the body and you can feel that expansion taking place, then go for it. Because I've made 100 different moves in my business over the last few years and in my life, invested at a high level over and over again. I felt stretched quite a few times. And yet all that happens when I say yes to that feeling is life just continues to say yes to me.
That's absolutely amazing. I really love how you place the difference, because I find it sometimes challenging to explain, and you place it into words perfectly. I absolutely love this, Katie. And now, if some people wanted to join some of your offerings, what is it that you are offering at the moment? I know that you've had an amazing retreat in Avalon. Tell us more about your program, please.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to. So I've got the Embodied Feminine Retreat in Tasmania in Australia later this year, which is going to be super beautiful, which is a leadership and divine feminine immersion in person. I've got my Priestess of Avalon happening in Glastonbury again next year, which I'm very, very excited. I've just booked in and locked in the dates. And I have a number of different programs. So there's Inspiratrix, which is a feminine mystery and magic school meets business mastermind for the woman who wants to really channel that soul's art and purpose into a powerful business vehicle in the feminine way. And then I have a number of different divine feminine embodiment programs for the woman that really wants to heal, step into self-leadership, share her light with the world, claim more of that magnetism and that wealth from an actual embodied place. And so, yeah, there's multiple different ways that you can reach out to me, but for sure, if someone wants to connect, then we can have a chat and see what might suit best.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. And to go on the retreat, do we need to be part of a program, or the retreat they're on their own? Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Isn't it great to be able to bring the in-person things again? I love that.
I love it. Yeah, my retreat in Avalon, it was the first retreat I ran, and I don't know why I decided to do it in England on 25 hours flight away, but I did. So, but it was literally like the most beautiful, expansive experience of my life. And that in-person work, it's all powerful, online, in person, whatever, but that in-person gathering, that sisterhood gathering, is so potent. And it was probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever done. So absolutely, I think it's so great if we can gather in person.
I can really feel like so many of us, we are called to going into places, and it's like regreening the earth as well, reawakening the cause, because when we are in person in a specific location, then we can have all of these somatic experiences, sometimes from past lives, like we would literally see ourselves working there as a child or as a man or as a woman. And we can, even if we didn't have any past life, we upload so many memories and database from the earth. And we are also like in unique vortexes with the stars. So it's extremely potent. And just being present in communion with like-minded people like that, you can also like copy-paste code from one another and exchange on such a deep level that the level of integration of our own remembrance, like things that are unlocking, it's like multiplied compared to online events. It's already happening, because we're already meeting in the quantum and we are meeting up like this, but in person it's even more multiplied. So yeah, I love that you're doing that. And Tasmania, oh my goodness, I've always wanted to go here. It sounds very, very ancient, very primal.
Yeah, I love Tasmania, the energy, but I love the way you just explained that code, like the grid work and the codes and what we receive. That's such a beautiful explanation of what takes place. Yes, agree.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I will use some of the techniques that you have expressed, because I have all of these these desires to, so I'm organizing a retreat in Bali, which is part of the new school of channeling that is opening in October, and enrollments have started. But there's also like a retreat in Moen Shambhala, you know, in the northern Himalayas and Tibet. And I want to also organize a retreat in ancient Egypt and some in Europe. And it's like, okay, deep breath, because the human centering gets very excited, and you know it can become a little bit too much excitement. So it's like, let's drop into the body and feel what is the most aligned right now, and so it can really move effortlessly, and so the magnetism can be there. Because when you work like that from embodying the divine feminine within you, you know that you are organically magnetizing the people into your energy. So I'm sure that you witness that. It's like when you give yourself permission to do nothing, to relax, to just nurture yourself, you actually cultivate recharging your batteries and becoming even more magnetic. So when you launch something, when you share a message, and it goes like boom, like that.
Yeah, and that's the receiving energy. You know, like if you're not creating space to receive, then you're not in a receiving energy, which means you're not going to receive the clients and the money and all the things. Like we have to create that space for that, because it just opens up the ability for, instead of giving and outputting in that masculine all the time, when we lean back and receive, I find, and nourish ourselves, suddenly a lot of things come to fruition on their own, because we've let go and we've dropped back into that feminine again. So yeah, I love that you're going to create those retreats and allow the soul clients to effortlessly find you, which they will when you're in your most potent expression of who you are.
Yes, I love that, Kitty, because I feel like it's really stepping into leadership of new paradigm, you know, being able to weave all of that and to say, oh, like, no to overachiever syndrome, no to working all the time, no of to all of the things that are misaligned, and just take a day of rest, even two or three or entire week or entire month if needed, to recalibrate the nervous system, to feel in touch with the body. And when everything is aligned and working and co-creating together, then it's just like poof, things can shift very quickly. And I would love to for you to share maybe a little bit as we come towards the end of the conversation about really experiencing the magic of embodying your true divine self, into tapping into that, because I know that you have, you know, quantum leaped into new reality, and really your business has exploded and everything has happened in a couple of years. And it's fascinating to witness, and it's what other people want. And so they wonder, how is that possible? Would you like to share a little bit your experience around that?
Yeah, I would love to share. Thank you. It's so funny, because I feel like that's, I was having this conversation with someone in my business yesterday in my team, just saying how, like, in a way it's like I've flown along by the seat of my pants with my business, and it's just magical things keep happening. And that's in part true, because I feel like I've been more focused on saying yes to my soul than anything else that logically makes sense. But it's also that, like, you know, you make courageous moves and you do big things, and that's what actually creates the magic and the quantum leap. It's being willing to say yes, even though there's fear and uncertainty and all of those things. But, you know, I guess if it just kind of encourages anyone, I really remember that in maybe 2018, I was in a very dark place myself. I was in very out of alignment, like working in a career that I didn't want to be in, that I'd been in for a long time, that was very toxic masculinity and just yuck. And I felt very lonely, and I didn't really know myself, and I just felt lost and disconnected. And I cultivated this vision of what my life would look like if I could have anything I wanted. And the things that I was seeing was myself teaching online, women all over the world, had no idea what I would ever possibly teach. But I saw this vision of, like, I'd love to just be able to work from anywhere. And I'd love to be teaching more so than what I'm doing now. And, you know, supporting amazing women. And I'd love to be living in beautiful places and traveling the world and making lots of money, being me, just being fully expressed as me. Because something in my old career, I felt stifled, because I didn't feel like I could be who I truly am. So something that has been, you know, we spoke about sharing earlier, but something that's been a non-negotiable for me is that I created a business and a brand that is based on who I am. Because that's true freedom to me, is to be able to be who I am in life and business, and not have to hide and change and alter my personality to fit in certain, you know, different categories. So, like what happened from cultivating that vision was seeing the sisterhood I wanted, seeing the partnership I wanted, seeing the business that I wanted and the wealth that I wanted and the values that I held. And I started doing this visualization every single day. And it was like, as I connected into that reality, magic quantum leaps started to happen. I got called to certain personal development programs. I met certain people. My whole world opened up. And just a few years later, I'd created this, you know, extraordinarily abundant feminine business empire, doing all of the things that I imagined myself doing. And, you know, a couple of years after that, the partner has arrived and I'm living in a beautiful place and I have an amazing sisterhood. And I'm like, even I look back at that and go, I don't really fully know how that all happened, yeah. But I do, because I created a vision. I got into the desire, I got into the feeling, and then I took steps and made courageous moves in alignment with that vision. But I felt it all first, and it came from such a true, deep desire and embodied place of what I wanted, not what my family told me I wanted, not what life or society told me I could have, what I actually deeply desired. And so I think that's where the magic happens, where desire meets aligned action and courage in forward movement. And I really believe that, yeah, we can change our life and quantum leap in ways far beyond what we can possibly imagine.
Oh, this is such an amazing grand finale. I love this. It's so inspirational, Kitty. And thank you so much. You know, thank you for coming here, because I know that you're busy. We're also busy, and you gave your secret. Yes, I was like, oh, I'm so excited. Going to be able to connect more and to share all of this inspiration with everyone that's been watching now and as well on the replay. Thank you so much for watching on the replay. Thank you, Kitty, for sharing this space with me today. I'm really super grateful. I keep on watching everything that you do, and hopefully our path will cross in person one day, maybe somewhere around the world. It's completely random.
I hope so. And thank you so much for having me. And I want to celebrate you and honor you for creating this space and really just highlight like all of what you've done to bring this together for everyone. So thank you so, so very much. And it's been my absolute honor to be part of it.
Yay. Thank you so much. You take care. And everyone, I will see you later.
Bye, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.